start the weights and a quick walk around the block at the end when they finish the weights.
Uh-huh.
You know, 15 minutes, you know, before
and
after.
So you consider walking cardio?
Walking can be cardio as long as you can't sing a song. So we want your heart rate up. We want to feel like your heart rate's getting a little bit heavier. Kind of
conversation.
You can have a conversation,
but
taking some deep breaths,
okay.
But you're not going to sing a happy birthday.
Okay.
That's interesting.
That's a good.
Okay. I like that.
Now, here's.
You can talk, but you can't sing.
But what heart rate should that be? Because we have heart monitors.
Yeah. So that's about 60% of your target heart rate.
And what's target?
Well, it's usually 220 minus your age. It would be 100%.
220 minus 60.
Mm-hmm. So that would be 140? 140?
Yeah.
220 minus 60. That would be 160. That's 100%. And if we're doing like 60% of
okay,
that,
160 is our what you call target heart rate.
That would be like the highest you should be going.
Okay, that's
like over 100 kind of thing. 96 would be.
So if we break 100, we're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we've got different styles of heart monitors.
Yeah.
I do have an important question.
Uh-huh.
How much a person eats in a day. Mm-hmm. I guess we don't know what average is, and we want to get down lower because you heard of the book Outlive?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
But
we want.
New?
It's been out for a couple of years, and it's,
okay.
and during this whole time, it's even still on the bestseller list.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
It's Outlive is the name of it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's.
I've seen the cover before.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But they talked about. Oh, it's kind of interesting. They talked about it. You know, like when you lower the amount of food you eat. You know, just the actual volume of food.
Because mm-hmm.
I think we go over. Way over.
Yeah.
And what is the amount, say a person, you know, a person, you're like, what's the lowest a person can go before they start having problems, or, you know, just what is a good low amount?
Yeah, so like a calorie level kind of thing?
Be good, because we can convert anything we want to calories.
Yeah, calorie is.
Yeah. Have you ever tracked calories before?
No, but we could.
Your phone matches the dress you're wearing, or your shirt you're wearing.
I know.
Is that exactly?
No.
It's purpose or just
accidental? Yeah, laying down. It's like, where's my phone? I lost my phone.
You lost your phone. Yeah, there you go.
I was waiting for someone to comment. Every time I wear this outfit, somebody says that.
It begs it.
So what I want to know is, they said...
What's minimum comfortable calories?
I'm doing it right now.
For us, like 60-year-old mm-hmm. men.
Yeah. They're doing some working out, but not all the time.
Yeah.
What do you do plus your workout? What do you do for
let's
the
just say
the
nothing.
Day?
Sit on our asses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sit at the computer, internet.
Mm-hmm. Less than normal people because neither of us work, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say I'm gonna give you some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for you guys, considering you're not moving around too much during the days kind of thing, somewhere around probably 1,800 calories would be a good goal.
In a day,
yeah, if you start working out, moving more kind of thing, and you're doing a half an hour weights and a half an hour of elliptical,
yeah,
you know, we could go up closer to like 2,200.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
All right. And I'll write this down for you. And then your protein, I would shoot for about 90 to 110.
90 to 110 on the protein.
So like right in the middle there is about 100 grams of protein. Okay.
Oh, grams of protein. Oh, we thought we were talking about calories. Okay. You have to be units.
I need both.
Okay.
1,800 is your calories, which is your energy.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's at a calorie deficit, so that's to help you lose some weight.
Yeah.
And get rid of that belly.
The 1800.
Okay. So we don't want to go too low. Sometimes people will come in and they'll be like, I'm going to st- stick to 1,200 calories.
Does that, what kind of problems does that cause?
That can slow down the metabolism. So your body says, hey, you may never feed me again. Yeah. I'm going to just burn a little bit less. I'm not going to be quite as efficient and use that energy.
Oh.
So people, even if they're trying to lose weight, they may say, hey, I'm not sure he's going to feed me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to burn this off.
Okay.
So you're actually like counterproductive. You're not losing weight just because you're not fueling yourself adequately.
Yeah.
So we want to fuel. We want to make sure we're giving you enough calories, but having some kind of a deficit so that you are burning a couple hundred more than what you're eating. So
yeah. Also doing that would make you hungry or hangry or whatever you call it.
It would definitely make you hangry if you're only eating like 1,200 calories.
Hangry is half hungry and half angry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So looking at your thing, it looks like, you know, coffee, if you're just doing coffee in the morning kind of thing, you know, you're not getting a ton of energy early in the day.
Yeah.
But then you're having a ton if you're eating a box and a half of cereal.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. You're getting a ton of calories.
Yeah. That's not very typical, the box of cereal. Okay. For me and for him too, mm-hmm. a lot of times it's just the coffee and one banana.
Okay.
Is that like, if you like eat more bigger breakfast, would that keep the hangries down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's actually mm-hmm. a good idea to have a big ass breakfast.
Or have like some breakfast kind of thing.
Beyond a banana.
It doesn't have to be huge.
But beyond a banana, yeah.
But yeah, it could be like a bowl of cereal, like maybe one or two cups of cereal.
Okay.
And then a banana with that.
Yeah, okay.
And then you put your milk on your there, so you got some protein kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
So we're eating a little bit larger of a breakfast, so that lunch is then like, maybe a burrito and like a piece of fruit, or
milk
a burrito
is good.
And some veggies.
Milk is okay.
Milk is okay.
Because one of his religions is 30 day.
Whole 30.
Have you heard of Whole 30?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you think of Whole 30?
It's okay. It backfires a lot of times because people do that 30 days and then they like go off the deep end eating everything they couldn't have.
Oh, together.
That's what we do.
Other 330 days.
So maybe
days.
30 days not so good, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It can be okay. Yeah. Also, the whole Mardi Gras Lent kind of, you know, comparison.
Yeah.
Or like some people call it like the Last Supper.
Last Supper.
You know?
I like that.
Like their diet starts tomorrow.
I like that.
You know? So that kind of backfires on people because, you know, it's such a big restriction for the diet kind of thing, and you're eating so many calories leading up to it. So, like, you know, Mardi Gras, you're just eating all sorts of,
if you had to, like, pick a fad diet, or at least mm-hmm. whatever diet you hear on the news and ever, mm-hmm. what would be, say, your favorite that's just not crappy?
Yeah, so Mediterranean is
I was going to say that. That was in my head.
Yeah,
that's like meat, mostly meat.
No.
What is Mediterranean? What does that mean?
It's a lot of fruit and vegetables kind of thing. So I have my whole little packet. It's what you hear about. It is not a fad diet.
Okay.
It's a good, healthy, balanced diet.
Oh, okay.
It's good for
heart health. That's what I get.
You get to take this home with you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So this is, I'll show you the pyramid and then the little list. Okay.
Can I get the electronic version too, like on my...
I can email it to you.
Yeah, that'd be great because we lose, things get lost.
Okay.
We're mostly paperless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll do that. Okay.
Because paper crawls away.
Mm-hmm. And you said you've cut back on your alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. We're going to cross this off anyway. Because it's really not the wine that's beneficial. It's the grape skins that were the beneficial
Okay.
But a lot of times people say, oh, red wine's good for your heart. Really, it's just the grapes that were good for your heart.
Oh.
Okay.
It's only recently that the doctors started saying no to alcohol, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's always never been great. But
they found out that the sponsors.
But most of my life, like in the 90s and mm-hmm. or all the way even up to like 10 years ago, the doctors said, one glass of beer is good for you or something like that.
They were funded by the alcohol industry. That's why they were that way.
Oh, okay.
You gotta be a little skeptical there. But really, we want more of these fruits, veggies, whole grains, all that kind of stuff in your diet. So when you said you were having some apples and, you know, berries and things like that, I love that for you. for.
Oh, okay.
But I'd like to also see like some whole grains in there. Maybe some beans. Do you ever use beans at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kidney beans.
Okay.
Kidney beans is very.
And then sometimes. Go ahead.
I just pour a can and put some hot sauce on it.
And once in a while, I make crock pot beans where I get like, 3 pounds of navy beans, you know, dry, and then let them soak, and then cook them with half a pound of bacon.
Okay.
Cut up.
Okay. Okay.
And then potatoes in there, too.
Lots of potatoes, yeah.
Okay. And eat them over a period of several days, probably. Not eating all that all at one time.
No. No, actually, on the first day, it seems like.
The first day, we eat about a third of that. Yeah, and then we store the rest and tell ourselves we're not going to eat anymore for, we say, off limits for 48 hours.
Okay.
That way, we'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, I like the beans kind of thing. Bacon's probably not the best fat there, but you're not eating
a ton of it. What would be like, is ham hocks good, better, or same?
It's probably about the same.
What would be good to put in there, you know?
Yeah. I like making chilies and things like that with the dried beans. Do you ever do anything like
that? Yeah, we'd make chili, with our,
Not with the dry beans. Just canned pinto and canned.
Okay. Dried beans are healthier, aren't they?
They're about the same. Okay. If you, they have some salt in the canned ones. So if you rinse them, when you just dump them into a colander and drain them real quick.
The dried?
The canned beans.
They can get rid of a lot of the salt.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and those canned. But like using like canned tomatoes and beans and making like a chili kind of thing, or a tortilla soup or something is my preference for beans.
Oh.
Beans and rice, like burrito bowls, kind of like a Chipotle kind of thing. I like doing like black beans with rice. Tomatoes and guacamole and salsa and that kind of thing on top.
Cool.
Yeah. But when you saw it, you said you had some fish kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We love fish, seafood, salmon, tuna, that kind of thing. So it could be like canned tuna or like salmon.
And then go easy on the red meats, right?
Mm-hmm. We used to use macaroni and tuna a lot.
Yeah.
The cheesy mac and cheese
but
with
lately
tuna.
He's been doing ground beef.
Not ground beef, but these stew meat.
Okay.
The taco meat. You go in the area, you have taco meat, and then you have taco meat, but without the spice. That's what we buy.
Oh, okay.
And we use that for like all kinds of different things.
That's really good on chili, too.
We use that for chili, tostadas.
Okay. Do you ever put beans on those? Like the tostadas or anything?
We put beans in the chili, but actually, as far as.
Oh, no. When we do the tostada, we cook it with the meat that I said with beans and then the taco spice.
But half the times we just get a can of refried beans and that's just it.
A can of refried beans.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you do that, get the vegetarian ones. And then that keeps the fat
down. Okay, if it tastes good, we'll see. it has to taste good.
Yeah, some of those other ones will use lard and things like that in there. So we're getting those bad fats. Vegetarian ones are usually...
I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the normal refried beans has lard in it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Ew. Or like if you get it at a restaurant, sometimes they're cooked with lard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you ask for the vegetarian ones or get the vegetarian ones at the store in there.
I think I'd rather have lard.
Okay. They don't put anything else. It's just spices and beans, basically, in there. Nothing's crazy. No tofu or anything in there. Do you do tofu at all?
No. Tofu is just too damn boring.
Okay.
No. Okay. It's like rice cakes. It's the same thing.
It's not fun.
No. We need to have fun.
Okay. Well, I like your chicken sandwiches, and you can see chickens next up on the pyramid kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we love doing the beans. We like the seafood. We like the chicken, and then limiting your red meats that are
out there. He will just like oven bake a chicken breast, and then... and then set it out and then let it cool down and dry and then just nibble on it for like
hours. Once in a while, we'll just like buy a bunch of shrimp, like a pound, split a pound of shrimp between the both of us and that and with the cocktail sauce.
Is there food that's like hyper good for you? Like somebody said like celery has negative calories or something like that.
Yeah, but like it's like negative two kind of thing. It's not like it's gonna not gonna burn off your burger or something like that for you.
Okay. I thought it would because they said the cellulose, your body like uses up energy breaking up the cellulose mm-hmm. or dealing with the and it's like almost like exercising.
Yeah, no, not that much.
Okay.
Not
that all right, much. Never mind. Okay.
But fruits and vegetables are the kind of the gold star kind of thing.
Oh,
getting more of those in your diet kind of thing. Oh. Where we can get those. And as many different kinds of those kind of things.
Oh, a whole bunch of disparity. Yeah.
Our portfolio is pretty sparse.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's only like two or three.
And you go to Winco for most of your groceries?
Yeah, I live across the street from a Winco.
Okay. So they have the best deals on produce. Frozen stuff is also fair game. So, we're in January in Idaho right now. But nothing's growing fresh.
Yeah.
So, like frozen veggies, frozen fruit, that kind of thing, that's all good. You can keep this.
Oh, my.
But this is just kind of think about when you think about portions.
Oh.
You know? I want about a quarter of the meal being your protein food.
Yeah.
Okay. About a quarter being your starchy kind of food. So your rice or pasta or cereal. And then we want a lot of these fruits and veggies.
At least half.
Yeah. And then when we have more of these guys over here, these naturally have less calories. They have a lot of water, a lot of fiber. So they're going to fill you up.
Because currently it's like we're at 20%. That pie slice is like 20%.
Yeah, it is. It has been. Okay.
So bump up this stuff if you can. Even get up to half. Get a good salad in there or get some good broccoli or something. And that's going to fill you up. Stretch out your stomach so your stomach sends those signals to your brain and says, hey, I'm full kind of thing. We don't want you feeling like you're constantly hungry if you're trying to do a calorie deficit. So we want to have a lot of these guys over here.
Yeah, because that does work. Make you less hungry.
Yeah, and like even if you have an apple and a salad, that's maybe 150 calories even if you put some dressing on it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you filled that half of the plate up with, stew meat kind of thing, that could be 300-400 calories.
Yeah.
So it's a naturally just helping you get that calorie deficit without having to feel like you're sitting around reading labels, doing all the calories.
Oh, okay.
But if we just naturally make the meal more rich in those fruits and veggies.
Yeah, I see. Just kind of bump it up. Okay.
Yeah, and kind of replaces the other things. It fills you up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, your cottage cheese, I love that. That's good protein kind of thing.
Oh, it is?
That's good. Do you buy the whole milk cottage cheese or the 2%?
Just the regular.
Whatever regular.
Okay. The
regular way, yeah.
So if you buy it at Winco, I buy the Winco one. Mine has blue. Is it blue or red?
It's the red one.
Purple.
It's the red one. She's calling it red.
Okay. Or is it purple?
It's kind of purpley color. It's not the blue one.
It's not the blue one. Okay, so the blue one is the 2%. That's the lower fat.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, we'll look into that.
Yeah, maybe get used to that.
So maybe not get the whole, if it says whole fat or whole milk,
4%
fat, that's the whole milk one.
Okay, because we've been buying the right
milk. I'm just programmed to buy the purple one.
Yeah? Okay, so maybe switch over and get the blue one.
Okay. Okay.
And that way you get all the protein, but you have a little less calories automatically in there.
Yeah.
Might say that if you're buying the tub that's yay big from the counter of thing, probably half of that container is a bit much for cottage cheese. Maybe about a quarter of the container.
Quarter of the container.
Would be a good amount of cottage cheese for you.
All right.
Okay. And I know peaches, you said the favorite one is the heavy syrup kind of thing. Do you drink the syrup?
Yeah.
No.
We don't drink it straight, but
we throw in the kitchen. No, we just get the peaches out of there.
Okay. I don't. I pour some of the syrup in.
Oh, you do?
I love it that way. Yeah, I don't. It makes it better tasting.
Well, I don't.
Well, I'm glad he picks out you're peaches. The patient. You're not doing the extra.
He's more ascetic than I am.
Yeah. Because that's just going to give you a lot of sugar.
Yeah, okay. You hear that, Robert?
I know that. I don't need to hear that. I know that.
So if you're watching your calories kind of thing, that's one thing.
I already know I'm
a
bad boy.
I would switch out for you. You said cereal, and you're not often doing that large of a portion of cereal.
No, actually, we get some like two or three bowls in the morning, so. So it
not normally, up. Not normally. Yeah. Most of times it's just coffee and one banana.
Okay.
And then lunchtime we just go nuts.
Yeah. So I would say, like, if you can do a little more at breakfast kind of thing. Just... Like we were talking about, like, a bowl of cereal and a banana.
Or
cottage cheese with fruit would be an okay breakfast. Or a piece of toast and a couple scrambled eggs or something. You know, so that we don't have to go crazy when you get to lunchtime.
Now before eggs got too expensive out of range, we always had it. You know, eggs and potato.
Potato eggs. Uh-huh. Okay. We did that a lot.
With olive oil, you know.
So like 4 potatoes and 6 eggs.
Between the two of you? Kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Okay. I would probably say that I would be happier if it was like 1.5 potato for you. So maybe 3 potatoes.
Okay.
Split 2 ways.
Yeah, okay.
And like 4 eggs maybe.
Okay.
So just a little change.
Okay.
Kind of thing. That's 1 less potato and a little bit less egg. That eggs are crazy expensive right now.
Is sour cream is evil?
It's just calories. It doesn't really give you a lot of anything else.
Yeah, it's good though.
How much sour cream do you put on things?
A good spoon dollop. Heavy spoon dollop.
Okay.
You know, in my potato eggs or
like tablespoon.
A tablespoon I can get behind. If you're doing
it's like a heaping tablespoon. It's a heaping tablespoon, which is like 3 tablespoons.
So I'd say like 1 to 1.5 tablespoons. Let's cut it in half.
I don't do sour cream as nearly as much because it's too hard to get on there because it sticks to the spoon.
Do you put ketchup or anything else on there?
I do ketchup on like when I have my fries or or sometimes I put ketchup and chili. But so,
I had somebody the other day that was just using mass quantities of all the condiments, like 4 tablespoons of mayo on a burger and 8 tablespoons of ketchup on his french fries.
We're pretty thick with the mayo on the sandwiches. We're pretty thick.
So we talked about just cutting it in half kind of thing. Okay. Just think about, like, what would I normally use? Let's use a little bit less because that's going to help with that calorie deficit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So even if you're, you know, just used to globbing things on there with mayonnaise or butter or whatever, can I just use a little bit less? Cover it, but not, like, globbing it. Because anywhere you can just cut those little calories.
Yeah, with us, butter is very rare. Yeah.
Okay. Good to hear. Mm-hmm. You know, your small pizza, you said you're really not going out for pizza very often kind of thing.
But we do once a week.
We do the frozen pizza a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, the...
The frozen pizza
at Winco. Pizzas that they have over at Winco. And so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Do that a lot.
When you have that, do you eat, like, the whole pizza by yourself?
Each
of us a whole pizza.
Yeah, because we buy two pizzas.
We get 2
and
pizzas.
And then they're gone.
3 and meat then the
Hawaiian. Yeah.
Hawaiian.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so.
And if you're doing pizza every week kind of thing, you know?
Not every week.
Not every week?
No.
Okay.
Once a month.
Okay. If it's a pretty regular thing for you, I might say, hey, could we, you know, make those 2 pizzas, but let's only eat 1 of them. And then tomorrow we'll have leftovers for the other half.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay.
Okay.
And, like, let's have, like, here's your pizza kind of thing. So you could have 2 or 3 slices. And, excuse me. And then let's have a salad or something along with it. You know? So we're going to still fill yourself up.
Okay.
And then we get to have pizza twice because we have leftovers tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have pizza for breakfast in the morning or something, you know?
Yay.
Okay. But we're just not having it all at one time.
Oh, okay.
That might be a better option than having a full pizza all to themselves at one time.
Kind
of thing. But yeah, you could still have the pizza, but let's just half and half kind of thing instead of all of it all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Same thing with like your chips kind of thing. Like, have a handful or two, have a serving or two kind of thing. Do you put those chips in a bowl, or do you just eat them straight out of the bag?
Well, we have bowls, but still the bags disappear.
The bag disappears.
We typically, on a movie night, we have
two bags of chips.
So each of us gets a full bag.
Okay. Or popcorn. What about popcorn instead of
chips. Don't like popcorn. I for me, it just gets in my teeth, and I just don't like that.
Okay.
But
too much work.
Yeah, okay. Maybe think about, like, maybe buying, like, the little or smaller bags. Like, you could buy the fun size chip bags, but maybe not, like, the full size bag.
Oh.
I don't know. That way you can still eat all your chips, but you're only getting, like, 3 servings of chips instead of 7 servings of chips.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, okay.
What do you think about that?
Okay.
Do you guys have a flavor that you really like?
We switch around.
Oh, okay.
I like normal. The peanut oil, all of it's the peanut oil style.
Okay. So a little bit healthier on the fat. I was going to say maybe if you could pick a flavor that you both like, kind of thing. Mm. Just do like half a bag.
Uh-huh.
Oh, split a bag.
Split a bag instead of having 2 separate bags.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll just do that.
Yeah, that could work. You both want to lose weight kind of thing. So you're both doing it together.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like your ramen. Usually no veggies in there, though.
Okay.
Could you throw some veggies in with ramen? Like some frozen veggies, maybe.
I never thought about that. Like peas, just...
Yeah.
Do or your like ramen.
They have like the stir-fry veggie mix kind of thing. I bet that would be good to throw in with ramen. Stir-fry mix
with ramen.
Oh, that's a cool idea. Yeah. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, it would be like if you went out for ramen or
pho. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It'll make it less boring.
Yeah, add some stir fry in there. Or, like, you know, put some of your chicken that you've cut up kind of thing. You know, make a chicken breast and cut it up and throw it in your ramen.
Okay, yeah.
That way we've got the ramen noodles kind of thing. You get the flavor, but then you've got some protein and get some fiber.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of thing. Bulk it up. Make it last a little bit longer for you. Yeah,
okay.
What do you think?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the pyramid. These are the numbers over here kind of thing. Okay, so if we're shooting for about 3 servings of veggies a day, how close do you think you're getting?
Not that.
Not even close.
Okay.
Now, how much is in a serving?
Yeah.
How much is in a serving?
Yeah, so if it's raw, it's a cup. If it's cooked, it's half a cup.
Oh, okay.
So it's like those little yogurt containers up there if it's cooked. Kind of thing. That would be a little over a serving.
Okay.
Oh. All
right.
If it's frozen and you're like thawing it out, you're going to lose some of that moisture.
Yeah.
It's going to shrink. So that would be the portion I'd want you shooting for a serving of frozen veggies.
Okay.
Okay. Same thing with fruits. 3 a day. Kind of
okay, so, three a day on fruit, and so 6 total.
6 total. So if we're doing like an orange kind of thing,
right there.
If we're doing an orange and it's like those like smaller oranges that are kind of like baseball size, you know, that counts as 1. If it's a giant orange that's like on steroids kind of thing, then we could count that as 2.
Oh, okay.
Okay, same thing if you're banana.
Okay.
You know, if it's one of those shorter bananas, they're like at the inside of the
orange is like a big baseball.
No, they're just like regular orange.
Yeah.
The ones I've been buying is just where you see in the navel orange section.
Mm-hmm. I would count that as 1, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Then, same thing with fruit, like if you're apples, like if you're buying the fruit in like the bags kind of thing, that's usually a serving.
Okay.
Bagged ones. When you get the double size ones that are like all shiny in the display section, those tend to be like, we can almost count those as 2.
Okay. Alrighty.
So if you buy like the cheaper ones that are in the bags.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's a serving.
Okay.
Fuji apples.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Good way to picture it kind of thing.
Okay.
You guys talked about some beans. I'd love to see those in like the weekly rotation kind of thing, even if it's just kidney beans with some hot sauce on it.
Okay.
And your fish, you can get some like fish, even like tuna, canned tuna, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, like a tuna sandwich or tuna with mac and cheese or whatever.
Yeah, you know. Maybe go back to that.
And the tilapia.
And the tilapia, yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
And olive oil is the best oil?
Olive oil is good, yeah. When you're cooking, what kind of oils do you normally use?
It is just
olive oil.
Olive oil? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's perfect.
Nothing but olive oil for deep frying, everything. Olive oil.
Really?
Olive oil.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Yeah.
How often do you deep fry things?
Once a week.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of that oil soaks into that food kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
If we're trying to do a calorie deficit kind of thing, we probably don't want to deep fry things.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But like pan fry, you know, a little oil on the bottom of the skillet kind of thing, and like, you know, sear it and cook it that way. You know, we can do that. But when you're deep frying things, that's just a lot of oil.
I know, but it's so convenient. You just throw it in and it's done. And when Alexa tells you you're done, it's done.
Do you have an air fryer?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Is that a good thing?
Those are kind of nice. They just circulate air around the food, so it kind of gets a crisp kind of texture. A lot of people like making like French fries or, you know, whatever.
Okay,
you
so well, I'll put that on the buy list, air fryer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Okay.
It just cooks things pretty quick, and it's nice. It's a crunchy, you know, coating edges on the foods.
So. Oh, that's...
That really helps.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get an air fryer.
Yeah. What would you deep fry?
Go ahead and write that down, just so the, you know, air fryer. Big notes.
Yeah. What do you normally deep fry?
Okay, let's see.
The crinkle fries. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the fries I had were the waffle fries.
We don't like those. Mostly tater tots. And mostly I've got like a potato slicer or a, you know, French fry slicer where you... And the French fries come out.
Yeah,
so about
that,
five potatoes worth.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you can make all of those just on like a sheet pan in the oven kind of thing or in the air fryer.
Oh, okay.
Just when you make your own like, you know, French fries when you're pressing it kind of thing. Just put a little oil on there, coat it with a little oil, and then pop it in the air fryer or on the sheet pan.
Oh, okay.
And that'll crisp right up. Kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, still
get how do you get the oil on? Do you just kind of pour a little on there?
Just pour a little in a bowl and toss it kind of thing.
Just mix it. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Because your frozen potatoes, like the tater tots and the fries and stuff, they already have that coating on the outside. So they have
oil.
Some oil already on there.
Pre-oil.
So those you can just put in your sheet pan.
Put in directly. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the other ones, you want to just add a little oil.
Okay.
To make it
if we did a potato, you threw
okay.
Yeah.
Shoot through. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then your nuts, you mentioned getting about a pound and a half of mixed nuts a week kind of thing. Are they salted or unsalted?
I get unsalted.
Okay, perfect. I love that. Mm-hmm. With the nuts, I do want you to kind of measure them out.
Okay.
Okay? Because a quarter cup, which... That would be like two and a half servings.
Oh, you're pointing at
those yogurt containers.
This, that. Oh, okay.
The bowl that you put your nuts in, is it bigger or smaller than this?
It's
bigger.
A little bigger.
Okay. Yeah, it's double that volume.
Okay, and do you fill it up?
No.
No.
Probably half full. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so about that much nuts is fine.
So this is 5 ounces. This is
I like
a little
that
bit
one
more
better.
Than two. Okay.
That was so bigger.
Yeah, same size. At least it'll hold the same amount of yogurt.
Okay.
But you said a quarter cup or?
So a quarter cup. This is about a half a cup.
Oh.
Okay.
Hmm.
So if you filled this thing up with nuts, you would probably have about 400 or 500 calories worth of nuts.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So there's a lot of calories in nuts.
There's a lot of calories in nuts. They're healthy fats. They're good for you, but there's a lot in there.
Oh.
Okay?
So go easy on that.
So, go get your measuring cup out.
Mm-hmm.
And measure out your nuts, okay? If you can have two servings if you want. If you want to spend 400 of your calories on your nuts, you can. But I want you to know how much you're doing, okay? Measure it out, put it in your bowl so that you know when I put this many nuts in here, that's 400 calories. That's two servings. How much I'm eating kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So you can better eyeball it because... You're not alone. Most people either have a bowl.
What all is on your watch? I was just looking at all the colors. You got the time on the top. What is on the bottom part? Just
I've
weather and stuff.
I've got my step count on there, my distance, my calories, the weather.
It's a dashboard.
It's a dashboard.
Cool. That's an eye watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just flipped to that. It wasn't like that. I didn't. I had it on there for a while.
The
and then
color
I
caught
it.
My attention.
Just... FYI, when you know, people tend to just grab a handful of nuts and they snack on it and they don't really think about it. And they'll go back and get more nuts and they don't really think because they're just I'm eating it without thinking about it.
We have a term for that.
It's mindless.
We call it boiled okra.
Boiled okra.
Because
there
was remember Jerry Clower?
You ever heard? Well, he was a comedian of the South.
He's a Southern comedian, but he was talking about how like he. he would feed his dogs a bowl of okra, and it was so slick that when the dog eat, they thought another dog took it from them.
Yeah.
And it because
and
so
they'd be
it's
fighting.
And oh, they okay. fight over it because they thought the other
they ate it
without
knowing
it. They ate it and didn't know it.
Didn't know it. So when you mindlessly eat, we just call boiled okra.
Boiled okra. Okay. I like that analogy.
When you get home, look up, just type boiled okra, Jerry Clower.
Okay.
It's you'll probably become a Jerry Clower fan.
Jerry. How do you spell the last name?
Clower.
C-L-O-W-E-R, I think.
If he mentions Yazoo, Mississippi, that's him. But he was a big comedian, big country comedian. You heard of Minnie Pearl?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Same genre.
Okay. Jerry Clower. I'll have to look it up. I probably will have to look it up on YouTube on my phone or not at work.
Oh, yeah. You'll get them.
Okay. Well, so that's kind of the things looking at what you're currently eating, just kind of thinking about portions kind of thing.
Okay.
Can I eat a little bit less?
And you're
going to
maybe copy,
and
copy this, maybe send it or...
Yeah.
Just, I guess, email us everything.
I will email you all these things.
Okay.
Let me make sure I have your correct email address.
Okay.
Yeah.
It should be the letter R.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
At.
Just R?
U-A-R.
U-A-R.
Dot B-I-Z.
B-I-Z. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole email.
Okay. Well, what questions did you guys have?
Actually, if we do have questions, is your email on here? Or?
It is.
Okay, I'm going to grab your card.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you a folder to put all this stuff in. It has my card in it, too.
Yeah, because I always lose stuff.
We can't count them up with questions in real time.
Okay, cool.
It has to be batch processed.
If you don't have the questions right on you, you can always email me or message me.
Okay.
Your consult's good for a whole year, okay?
Oh.
So if you feel like you're like 6 months from now, you're like, hey, I think I need to come in and talk to Erica again.
Hey, yeah.
I'll make an appointment, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
We'll do some tweaking.
Yeah, so just think about...
Or apologizing.
Or, you know, just think like, hey, I would normally eat a box of cereal. How about I just eat half a box of cereal? Those small little changes. We don't have to do everything at one time.
Oh, okay.
Then that tends to lead to, like, oh, I really just want fresh food or something.
Now, if you had, like, engaging hobbies, does that help you, like, eat less?
It can, yeah. It's something that you're using your hands for, kind of thing. If you're, like, one of those people that are, like, boiled up or eating food.
Yeah.
Without thinking about it while you're watching TV or that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, that could help you, something to, you know, keep you moving.
Well, we're serious binge watchers. And, you know, back in, I think, a couple years ago when Netflix went out, you know, we got called binge watching. Are you the one who are downloading your viewing history? I said, yeah. Well, that thing brought down our servers. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
But we were that bad. But so in our book of how to binge watch, said instead of eating junk food, eat vegetables, because either way, you're going to forget about when you're eating. So I think
that's
good. So that will give you another 8 hours of watching viewing time per sleep session.
Yeah, I like swapping out if you're used to like mindlessly snacking on chips or something like that. Like, let's snack on baby carrots or something.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
That'll keep you chewing for a while. But
oh, that's a good idea.
You know,
just keep a bowl of that. Whatever's in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or don't eat while you're watching TV. Go to the table, eat your dinner, and then go watch TV.
We don't have a table.
Okay.
There's no dining room table in my house.
Okay. Well, Brain, don't go back and get seconds without thinking about it. Am I full? Kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that TV watching, that you know, for some people, it's hard for them to eat. And I'll tell them, let's eat distracted. Let's watch TV or watch YouTube while you eat. But for people who are trying to be more mindful of what they're doing, eating and watching TV is a hard thing. Because you tend to overeat.
Yeah.
You're not paying attention to what you've already done, and then you overeat, and then you get stuffed.
Interesting.
I shouldn't have eaten all that, but it was so good for that first couple minutes, and then it catches up with you. Okay. Well, I will let you guys get out of here if you don't have any other questions.
No, we will, but we will.
Okay. Yeah. Email me. Let me know. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And I will get you checked out of here so you can just go on home.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
We're on this way.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Oh,
we're good. All right. Thank you.
All right, you drive back.
Okay. Give me keys.
Go to your house first. This way.